USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll from the coronavirus in the U.S. passed 50,000, accounting for more than 25% of COVID-19 deaths globally, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University. More than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases have been confirmed worldwide, with over 880,000 of them in the U.S. And it appears COVID-19 is spreading quickly in some places that are planning to ease social distancing restrictions soon, according to a new study by the Dartmouth Institute in Lebanon, New Hampshire. The data also shows that COVID-19 cases are growing more rapidly in places that had not been as heavily hit as New York City, Seattle, San Francisco, and the early hotspots. Dr. Elliot Fisher, a professor at the Dartmouth Institute, said the growth rates are the highest now in the Midwest and the
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, the Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, announced during the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing that the organization has now approved the first at-home COVID-19 test kit.
This is a test where, under certain circumstances with a doctor's supervision, a test can be mailed to a patient, and the patient can perform the self-swab and then mail it back and get the results after that time, all under the guidance of a licensed physician.
Hahn said the FDA has also approved the manufacture of 63 other tests. Taxpayers will now pay restaurants to make meals for millions of California seniors during the coronavirus pandemic, an initiative that could pump billions of dollars into a devastated industry while generating sales tax collections for cash-strapped local governments. California has about 5.7 million people 65 and older, and it's not known precisely yet how many will be eligible. Keep it here, and we'll keep you updated at USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People are ready to break out of their homes and play a little golf, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Golf courses across the country are taking precautions if they're open during the coronavirus pandemic. In fact, some golf courses are reporting that golfers are crossing state lines from a state where you cannot golf and it's prohibited to a state where golfing is allowed. And according to Mike David with the Indiana Golfers Association, he says there's lots of steps being taken by golf courses to keep people safe.
They're sanitizing the carts, you know, obviously after every use. Flag sticks are not being touched.
U.S. Navy officials are recommending that Captain Brett Crozier, who was relieved of his command after he raised concerns about a coronavirus outbreak on board the USS Theodore Roosevelt, should be reinstated. Admiral Mike Gilday and Acting Secretary of the Navy Jim McPherson both laid out a series of options to Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, including the recommendation that Captain Crozier be reinstated as the commanding officer. Esper has asked for additional time to go over the recommendations. The acting Navy Secretary at the time, Thomas Modley, had said Crozier demonstrated extremely poor judgment in the middle of a crisis. Modley resigned after he ridiculed and then apologized to Crozier. Esper said, "We've got to take this one step at a time. We will let the investigation within the Navy conclude itself and then make the judgment." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.